Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle. I'm a PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. This is an international talk, and there are people who hear us outside of the United States. I'm here to continue what we started last week about the primary cause of sickness and illness that I have experienced in working with my clients, particularly in the last 15 years or so, and I've been in this field for close to 30 years. Before we get started, I would like to give you a phone number, because this is a live broadcast, and any listeners out there who are interested in having a free dousing where they call in and I will let you know, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in the neutral zone? Are you in the unhealthy zone? And if you would like, you're giving me your chronological age, and I will also tell you what is the real age inside. What about the organs of your body? What is the real age? And we will address that this evening and get into more depth about how my program begins to reverse and start healing the body at cell level and allowing the body to heal itself with the program that I present. So before we get started, at any time, any of you who would like to call me at 1-888-815-9756, that's 1-888-815-9756. I will stop where I'm talking, and I'll be glad to give you a few minutes and answer any health questions that you might have. Certainly there is no charge for this. And then we'll just pick up and keep going from there. So again, one more time, if somebody would like to call for a free dousing, 1-888-815-9756. You can just give me your first name and where you're from, and that's all I need. So let's start with the primary cause of sickness and illness in the human body, which I work with a particular philosophy. Some people may call it a theory. It's certainly unproven. It's over 100 years old, and it's called lectinology. If you go on the internet, you will find next to nothing about it, unfortunately. But there are protein chemicals in our food. There are protein chemicals in our drink, and they are called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. And lectins are either compatible or incompatible with the human body. Because of my gift with dousing, and for lack of a better way to explain it, it really is a psychic pickup of the vibrations between the individual and the food or drink that we are working with, and it is extremely accurate. And I have to tell you, it is a gift, because there are many, many dowsers out there, but they are giving their belief systems, and so their information is very inaccurate. You know, I deal with some people, you can call it not necessarily near life and death, but it can become that, and I better be very, very sure that the information I give out is going to be very, very accurate, and it's over 99% accurate. Nothing is 100%, but it's extremely accurate for the individual genetics that are bringing the proper compatibility or incompatibility. There are similar things out there, and I used to work with them. Muscle testing, kinesiology. I'm here to tell you that for me, my family, and every client that I can help, that I work with, all get very, very positive and good results with my program. And I have done these other modalities, and this is a much more accurate, certainly for my practice. So I don't want to or need to go back and try other modalities, or if there's something new out there, contact me, please. I'd like to know about it. But in the meantime, the extraordinary healing, and it is a gift, and it is a psychic gift, because this information comes in and it is directed through my dowsing rod. It's a pendulum, and the vibrations are, as I said earlier, very, very accurate. So let's talk about lectinology. Okay. Let's start with something, let's say a drink, green tea. All right? A person drinks green tea. They've read about the polyphenols, the antioxidants, all of the healing and health benefits of green tea. And it walks off the shelves at health food stores, and now really in the grocery stores. It's gotten so much positive benefits in its literature. Yet, it's been my experience that the majority of people that I work with, it is an incompatible lectins for their blueprint. Now, notice, everyone, I'm not saying it's not right. It's not right for their body. And one of the biggest hurdles that I have to overcome when I start with my clients is to let them know that one person's food can be another person's poison. It can be very toxic to the other individual. So just because green tea is supposed to be so fantastic, for some people, that's true. And through my dowsing, I'm able to let that person know exactly whether it's right for them or not. If it is not right for them, and that process is through the body, what eventually happens is that there is an irritation and an inflammation occurring in the cells of the person, and with that incompatible green tea. And you know where it usually goes? It goes in the weakness, the genetic weakness or incompatibility of that particular substance and the lectins in that green tea to that person's body. If that same person is eating broccoli, and I have to tell you, it is not for 100% of the population. And spinach, even though Popeye says so, it is not for 100% of the population. This is where the genetics, the powerful genetics and genes that are in each and every individual's our blueprint. You know, we take a blueprint with our thumb. We're all different. We're all different. We all know that already. But with our food and our drink, we are all different. And that's where this exciting program comes in. So it is the primary cause of sickness and disease. And if somebody has upline or their siblings or people in their family and they have a history of heart disease or diabetes or cancer, the risk goes up for that individual, particularly if they don't know what foods are really correct for their genetics. And how are they supposed to know in this day and time? And that is the God-given gift that Dr. Richard Needle here in Atlanta, Georgia, has been given to be able to help people. And it doesn't matter where you live. It makes no difference. In fact, very few people come directly to my office. It is primarily by phone. So understanding the importance of lectins will explain amazing, amazing problems and good health issues that occur in each and every one of us. So what I would like to do this evening is to start in, and as if you were a client, and I'm talking on the phone directly with you, I'm going to tell you first, what we've already discussed, what is lectinology? What do you mean, Dr. Needle, by lectins? And then I would tell you that there are three words that I'd like you to write down on your 7-page 500 food eating plan that I have either faxed or mailed to you. And A equals avoid, and B equals beneficial, and N equals neutral. So what that means is, if this food is very, or drink is very, very good for you, it's beneficial. There'll be a B by that, the name of that food or drink. There will be A, which is an avoid. The culprit or the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong foods, the incompatible foods for your body, and guess what? It shows up vibrationally as an avoid, and once you start cutting back or getting rid of that avoid food or those avoid foods, there's more than one, there's lots of them for many people, that the more you cut back or do away with that, the healthier your body will get. Now, there are nutritional supplements that I have specifically made for me that I will recommend to that individual, which will help heal the body, and a specific energy drink that it is a supplement that you would drink each day to help detoxify your system and to oxygenate and heal the body. And these are the other factors of my program. So it's not just a 500 food eating plan. Before we get started on the different categories, we need to understand that it is not necessary to do 100% of this eating plan. If somebody was going to, let's say they're a vegetarian, okay, and they need meat in their system, or they need to do away with meat because they genetically are vegetarians, my goodness, that is an enormous shift to immediately jump to. So it depends on the individual person, and what I tell my clients, as if you were a client this evening that I'm talking to, is that what I'm going to do is to give you the information and what is correct and what is not correct for your system, and it's really going to be up to you to decide how fast you want to heal your body. That's the key to it. How do I want to do at least 80 or 85% of this food plan? That's what I recommend. My goodness, there's 15, 10, 15% cheating in there. This is the real world, everybody, and we want to, people to understand that if this was so strict, okay, and getting too anal, so to speak, then somebody's not going to stay on it, and I don't want anybody, and I, to my knowledge, I've never, ever lost a client who said to me, this is too strict for me, because I will work with them and reinforce this information, because you will get better, and you have the nutritional supplements that are right for your body. I check what's right and what's incompatible, so saves you a ton of money, and for the first time, you'll be taking supplements that are absorbed and assimilated into your body. So with this background, let's get started, and let's talk about the category of meat. Just the other day, I had a client, and this client has been suffering from very, very high amounts of osteoarthritis. It's not really rheumatoid arthritis, it's osteoarthritis. Through the hands, in her hip, in her back, very painful. This woman is in her late 50s or early 60s, and this has been going on a long, long time. I may shock some of you people what I'm going to say right now. The primary cause is not all the different meat that this woman was eating, but was an excess for her genetics for chicken. For chicken. Aren't we told to get off of red meat, eat a low-fat diet, and eat chicken and fish? Really? That's terrific. That's not for everyone. And that's where I come in and bring that healing to the body that you're not going to find from your medical doctor, for sure, and frankly, you're not going to get from your holistic medical doctor or naturopath or chiropractic nutritionist. You may get some muscle testing, and you may get some kinesiology, but I'm here to tell you that the accuracy of this particular program is way, way beyond that. And so that it may be eating not only chicken, but turkey. I thought turkey's good for everyone. Better than a T-bone steak? Not necessarily. Depends upon the individual. So we can talk about liver, and we can talk about veal, and we can talk about lamb or hamburger. In my body, at age 71, where I am right now, in my excellent health that I am with, and my wife as well, who is a year younger than me, I'm to the point now where I handle hamburger very well, but I have a problem with the eating of steaks and chops and that type of thing. I in my body can handle turkey and can handle chicken. So everybody's different. I can't stress that enough. It has nothing to do with the diets that are out there. We're not talking to compare this to Weight Watchers. We're not talking about ordering the foods from Nutrisystem. We're not talking about raw food diets. We're not talking about Atkins and high protein diets. What we're talking about is the compatibility or the incompatibility of the lectins that are in each and every person's genetics, and finding what for the first time is right for you. So if somebody needs to have more dairy products, and I check them and I douse them, and their protein levels can be very low, because they've been eating other proteins, and you know what? It's not absorbing and it's not assimilating in their body, so they're protein deficient. But Dr. Needle, I'm eating so much red meat and I eat a ton of protein every day, two or three times a day, that doesn't really matter. If it's incompatible for your genetics, it's not going to work. So let's go on to another category. Eggs. I have people that can handle the entire egg. I have people who cannot, lectin-wise, handle the egg white or the yolk. I haven't mentioned egg whites. I haven't mentioned just someone should eat egg whites because it's better for them. I didn't separate it. They either can eat an egg whole or they can not eat an egg. What am I saying? What have we been told? Lower your cholesterol. So we are told, right? Eat low fat, and there's too much fat in the yolk of the egg. There are some studies, everyone, that they've come across my desk now and then. They're talking about the lecithin, the brain food that's in that yellow yolk, and that person's lectins can handle egg. Got to remember that. Can they handle eggs or they can't? There's no in-between, like eat the white only. So what happens is that their brains are being starved, their memories are being affected, long-term, short-term memory, and guess what else is affected? Is some of the beginnings of Alzheimer's in the myelin sheath of our brain is so low in cholesterol or the chemical companies, I call them that, the pharmaceutical companies are recommending that we lower our cholesterol levels. You get them so low that in some people with the different lectins, they are being affected because there's not enough good fats in their body. I think and I hope that you're following me with this, and you can certainly call my office or you can call tonight at 1-888-815-9756. I'll be glad to answer any of the questions that may have popped up about what I've talked about so far. Again, I'll be glad to do a free dowsing for you. And let me give you, at this time, let me give you my office number. That you can call me Monday through Friday at 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. So suppose you're sitting there tonight listening and you say, you know, I don't want to call this doctor and get involved with this on the phone. Well, call me during the week. There is no charge to do an initial dowsing. If I'm doing an in-depth dowsing for you in my consultation, yes, that's into the program. But I'll be glad to answer some initial questions or go over the dowsing or see what's been going on or what you've been told. I had one of my clients today. She's been told off and on that maybe she has this specific disease, maybe she doesn't have this disease, and, you know, things like that. That's what I work with on a regular basis. So what we need to do is to understand that one size does not fit all, and that maybe eggs are good for you, maybe they're not. It's not a matter of egg whites. And while I'm on that subject of cholesterol, I don't know if you're aware, but really, cardiologists who are in the know, cutting edge, will tell you there's 15 to 18, and I talked about this in an earlier show, 15 to 18 different causes of heart disease. And cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol is just 1/15th or a 17th or 18th of it. And the focus has been on it, and good gracious, ladies and gentlemen, now we are told that we've got to go lower and lower and lower on cholesterol. We're going to have our children walking around to prevent heart attacks and stroke. That is so full of baloney. That lectin's not right for me either. So please listen up, and if it fits for you, if you've been running around trying every single diet, and I'm not talking about just weight loss, that's certainly a factor with many people, but what about their health? And at cell level, their doctors can't pick it up at this time in early stages where I'm able to pick up things, certain diseases that are starting, cataracts, picking it up, early stages of dementia, early stages of even Alzheimer's. And in these early stages, not necessarily curing it, but we can many times stop the progression, particularly with osteoporosis. I run into so many, particularly women, you know, men get it too, but mostly in women that are walking around with osteoporosis, but they haven't been told and it hadn't been diagnosed, and they have no clue to it, and it's being arrested. It's being turned over, and that's so exciting to be able to help and work with people like this. So let's go to the fish category. There's lots of different fish out there. We've been told catfish is not right for you. Biblical answers, don't eat crab and shrimp. They're bottom feeders. You know, there's a lot of different things and ideas that are out there. Here's what I do. I am primarily interested in the lectins. I know that the lectins are the primary cause of sickness and disease, not whether they're bottom fish, not whether they're big fish or little fish. Certainly, mercury is a factor when you're taking in too much of large fish, and that is an issue. And so, when your body's cleaned up, and it's detoxified, and you are taking specific supplements that will take out the heavy metals and cleanse the system, it's a different situation with myself, my wife, and the clients that I work with. And you too can be a part of that if you decide, and I want you to understand, if you are skeptical, that's very normal. That is very normal, because this is very strange, different information. It works. If you're open to it, there are no contracts. You can stop at any time. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It just works. It just works. You don't have to totally believe it or what you read or what your doctor told you. Give it a try. And you'll find out, and it won't take you long. It won't take you long to find out that for the first time in your life, you are eating foods that are right for you, and the foods that are making you ill and causing disease are being either reduced or you've decided to immediately get rid of them. And that's what I do. So in terms of fish, some people, if everybody listen to the latest Eat a Mediterranean Diet, everybody should eat a Mediterranean diet. Sounds beautiful. Olive oil, lots of grains, lots of fish, some chicken, maybe a little to no red meat. Well, maybe for the genetics of that person on an island in Greece, in one of these Mediterranean genetics that runs completely let's say, Greek as an example, all the way up through their great-great-grandparents, and they lived on that Greek island, I'm sure that that's going to be a good diet for them. But we all know, everybody, that we're all being mixed. We're marrying out of many, many different modalities, so to speak, not just religious, but people from different countries, mixing all the time. And so here's what happens. We're all different. We're even more different than we used to be. So olive oil is not just necessarily the best oil for you. And most of the clients that I work with can handle many of the other oils, some coconut oil or even some sunflower oil and some of the others. So it depends on your genetics. It depends on the individual that we work with. Dairy products. Wow. Could talk all night about dairy products. Dairy products, we've been told, particularly by the alternative, some of the alternative medical doctors who've been around for many, many years, we've been told that dairy products are not right for that person. Really, for some people, it's the primary protein for them. They're called octo-vegetarians. I've had two in the last 3 or 4 weeks, two people, unrelated to each other, who are octo-vegetarians. Okay, excuse me, lacto-vegetarians. Octo is for eggs. Two of them that are lacto-vegetarians. Lacto means that the primary protein for them is dairy. How about that? It's not fish and chicken. It's not fish and chicken. Or if they eat primarily eggs, that's very rare that that's the number one protein. But there are people out there that I said earlier, octo-vegetarians. And so it's so fascinating as I work with people to understand that everybody's different, and no matter what your belief system is, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what you read in the most recent health magazine, Women's Health Magazine, at the Getting Your Hair Done, or the one at the magazines that are at the gym, and what's best for you to eat for bodybuilding, it doesn't make any difference that what they're telling you is necessarily for you. And so you have an opportunity, and you can call my office number, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and that is Eastern Standard Time in Atlanta, Georgia. Call me during the week, and or leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you within a few hours at the most, and I'll be glad to talk with you. Let's go on to nuts and seeds. If nuts and seeds are compatible for you, and you have you're 20 pounds or more overweight, I'm not here to tell you to suck up a lot of nuts and seeds. I can tell you and douse about what you should eat per week, how many times a week, you know, a little handful, a little larger handful, whatever. If that person wants that kind of guidance and they've got a real weight problem, certainly too much of anything can be negative. And as healthy as the protein of nuts and seeds, for some people, they are an irritant. All right. Flaxseed, okay? Flaxseed is for some people. I used to take flaxseed 20 years ago. I didn't know the difference. I read how good it is for you. I'm getting omega-3 fatty acids from the plant kingdom. Isn't that terrific? Not for Dr. Needle. They were the wrong lectins for me. They were highly irritating to me. I ordered this flaxseed from Canada, where it's grown and more purely than most of the places that I found. And still, for my body, it wasn't right. So there's a good example of yours truly, who's been affected in the past because I did not have the gift of dowsing and the individual genetics that I do now. Let's go on to beans. We can go to Indian restaurants and eat lots of lentils. We've heard lentils are good for us. Not for everyone. I am having problems if I eat chickpea or garbanzo. If I am eating hummus, it's irritating to my system. I know that now because of my dousing. I know it's an irritant for me. For someone else, it can be terrific. For a person from India, these foods should be very good for them, but not necessarily because you're Indian. Your upline, your genetics may show that there's such a mixture of different people from different parts of the world that make up your upline of your genes that it might not be right for you. There's no way to accurately point that out, in my opinion, in my experience, more than the specific dousing that I'm doing for people. Here's one that is just special to me. Soy beans. I had a client just this week who said to me, "Dr. Needle, I understand that soy is so bad for people." And it is the same situation again. For some people, listen, how come Asian people do so well with soy? How can it be so bad for us? It is an individual genetic factor. There are some people, I had a woman who had enormous arthritis. This was back a couple of years ago. Enormous amounts of it in her body. And she was eating chicken and fish and turkey, mostly chicken. And a low-fat diet, lots of carbohydrates, lots of sugar. And what she found out through me was that soy was actually her primary protein. So the genistein, the chemical in there that has been crucified, that everybody should stay away from, in a person who is listening to me tonight, who's listening out there tonight, and you've been from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, you've tried every diet in the world, you've tried hundreds and hundreds of dollars of supplements, and guess what, as Dr. Phil says, and how is that working for you? In most cases, it's not. It is a guessing game. It really is. And you go by the marketing, you go by what the salesperson tells you, what's written about it on the internet. A cousin told you that it was better than sliced bread for them, and it may have been. That doesn't mean it's going to be right for you. So once and for all, in this day and time with the recession, spending money in the health field, if it is accurate, if it's right for the individual, will be the best money you have ever spent. I've had a lady this week who was skeptical, started on the program, has no health insurance, got many health issues. She can't appreciate, even begin to appreciate, what this program is going to do for her. For her pocketbook, of course, it's going, saving her hundreds, and in her case, thousands upon thousands of dollars, and suffering because there would be diseases that will, I can guarantee you, that are coming if she had not come to me, and they are going to be very, very expensive, and it's not going to work. It's going to manage that disease. It's not healing. It's not curing. It's managing the disease. And the more drugs you take, the more problems in your body created for another specialist to come in. And here she is with no health insurance, holding down two jobs. So, is it worth it for her? It is immeasurable how much this is going to work. You can't even begin to measure how much this is going to help her for a very reasonable amount of money and efforts that she puts in. We talked earlier about the oils, and I mentioned to you that there are many, many people that can handle many kinds of oils, and not to be focused on olive oil as the magic oil forever and ever for everybody couldn't be more untrue. Let's move to grains. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. For many people, the vegetarian type people, it's the staff of life. For Dr. Needle, it is a toxic poison. My dousing shows that my father, who died of colon cancer, the grains, the enormous amount of cereal every morning, and all the grains that my dear father ate all his life was a big factor in his colon cancer. And that is a predisposition in our family, is cancer of the colon. And so I minimize very, very greatly my barley, wheat. Oats are really, really bad. For some people, they're fantastic. For my wife, they are excellent. Though the oatmeal is a great source of fiber. It's a great source of fiber for me, but the lectins in it would make me very, very ill. And with the predisposition to colon cancer, my risk of it drops greatly by not consuming that. So when you go through these grains, it's amazing that some people can handle them. There are certain grains that there may be some of the ancient grains like arrowroot, and you may be eating from a health food store and you're eating Ezekiel bread. You may be eating gluten-free. I want to stop and address gluten-free. In my opinion and my experience, I am here to tell you I would never have a client focus on gluten and gluten-free. I've had clients come to me that have spent a lot of money to find out about gluten and gluten-free for their bodies. And they have all these problems in their system, and it may be arthritis. It may be that they're having problems with digestion. Many, many things that is being blamed on gluten. I'm here to tell you that if they followed the right lectins for their system, it would blow away the whole gluten and gluten-free industry. My experience in my practice, I have no faith in that. It's a nice, big, growing industry, and there are meetings and all kinds of information on the Internet and publications about gluten products. And you'll see them. And you'll see more and more of them. If you came to me and we determine immediately with that 500 food eating plan, it's not a diet, it's an eating plan that you do at least 80, 85% of, you're going to find out that when you stop eating the foods that these lectins are irritating you, it has nothing to do with that. Let me tell you something else that while it is on my mind, I would like to mention before we've got about 10 minutes left here. there is a lot of focus on acid alkalinity. There, in many, many years ago, I practiced for a few months macrobiotics. I have been a raw foodist. I have worked with Dr. Atkins and went up to New York, and invited with other nutritionists to go over in the early years when he was alive and kicking about his high protein diet. I am certified for natural hygiene, fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. How was that for Dr. Needle? Didn't work too good. Didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue why I was getting sicker and why I developed a wart inside my gums eating that kind of diet, which wasn't right for me. People are focused on drinking water, looking for acid alkalinity. They have been sold a bill of goods. They take litmus paper and they check their pH day after day after day. Some of them more than once a day. If you take this program, if you follow and eat at least 80-85% of the right lectins for you, if you start eating the right protein for you, if you start taking nutrients that assimilate and absorb and work in your body, if you take an energy supplement water that actually oxygenates you and hydrates you. That's another story. There's so many people, most people are not hydrated. They think they are because they're drinking a lot of water. That doesn't make them hydrated at cell level. But yet they are in my program. And so all of these factors create an acid alkalinity balance, mostly alkaline. Well, how much, Dr. Needle? Let the body tell us. If you will do all of those things, the body will reach its own level of alkalinity without you messing with it. In terms of trying to take these specific waters, I think many of them are very, very dangerous because they're putting additives and adding so much to them, they are changing the insides of people's bodies, and in some people, it's been my experience that I believe it's the major part of their illness, a major part. And they have spent thousands of dollars on some of these machines. Be very, very careful. If you call me, and you even if you're not taking my program, and you've got a certain acid alkalinity machine, or you're drinking a magic kind of water supposed to be for you, let me check it for you. I have people who are drinking all these weird combinations of water, and I said to one this week, one of the clients, spring water. Spring water's good for you. That's what you should be drinking. It's spring water. That's high vibrational in your system. Repeat, in your system. That doesn't mean that it's right for everyone. And that's what I work on with people. And no wonder they keep getting better and better and healthier and healthier. And when we go back and we redo the eating plans, sometimes it's 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later. Do I guess when we do it again? No. I had a client call me this morning. Dr. Needle, am I ready for my next eating plan? I said, no, you're not. Just a minute, let me douse, and why don't you call me in a month, and let's check it. More than likely, you'll be ready for it. What that is that the immune system and the digestive system is getting stronger and stronger and healthier. So people can have some of the things that they start out with and that they are told that they're in a void or they're neutral and it's okay to eat it. in neutral means I can eat it. It doesn't harm me. It's okay to eat. More and more food becomes beneficial, meaning that it's your food is beginning to digest itself better. And some people will lose weight because finally they get nutrients that are right for their genetics and they feel better, they feel fuller sooner, and so they don't keep stuffing themselves trying to eliminate and create a problem, okay, where they're getting heavier and heavier. So watch out with the water. Watch out with the acid alkalinity. And if any of you people are out there, I'm glad to answer that question. Again, you call me at 1-800-653-1056 during the week, 1-800-653-1056. I'll be glad to do the dousing for you. I'm particularly upset is the word, and annoyed by so many of the scams with these water machines. And some of the waters, yes, they're out in the health food stores as well. Yes, they are. Doesn't make them good because they're in a health food store. Doesn't make all that food right for you and those vitamins right for you. If you still think that after you've been with me this hour, boy, I didn't do a good job in getting through to you. They're not. And that's where we can check these things and figure them out. So remember that there distilled water is out there. And when I got my degree and certification to teach many, many years ago, you may have remembered Harvey and Marilyn Diamond in Fit for Life. Maybe some of you are still on that eating plan. Well, you know, it worked initially for me, but I'm a person who has a sugar problem. And so what happens was that I was eating too much fruit, and we'll talk about this next week. Fruit sugars are still breaking down and becoming glucose. Fruit sugars are not better than sugar from a Hershey bar. Sugar is sugar. And so we'll cover that more next week when we get into it about fruits, and I'll continue more about the eating plan. So contact me if it's questions about, I was going to mention earlier about this distilled water. First of all, there are no minerals in it. And I've yet to find a person who benefits from distilled water. And I know natural hygiene teaches that. And years ago, guys and girls, I used to teach that too. I didn't know any better. I used to teach about the value of juicing. Yes, some people can't handle that. Unknowingly, 20 years ago, 22 years ago, when I was a Southeastern juice man, and did radio, television, and went all around and performing seminars. I didn't know that either. Carrot apple juice for cancer is not good for everyone. And so we'll go into more detail with that next week and cover it. So again, give me a call, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, toll free. To Atlanta, Georgia during the week, 9 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. If I don't grab the phone, just leave your name and number and I'll get back with you. Any of these questions, any of the stuff that we covered tonight, not just about water systems, but things about the eggs or questions about anything and in your body, what is going on? What is causing you not to feel good? What have you been told? What have you tried and didn't work? Are you going to keep going on and on and on and on? Well, this is something that will help you. I look forward to hearing from anybody that wants to call and talk to me or look into my program. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Thank you and God bless. Good night.